This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Off-duty ATF agent Matthew Murray bowling with his family and friends when a fight breaks out near the front door of the Riverview, Florida bowling alley. Murray IDs himself as law enforcement and tries to break up the fight between two men and a woman. One of the aggressors, Christopher Smith, throws a bottle at Murray, who hits Smith in the shoulder. Smith pulls a gun as Murray walks away, shooting him in the back of the neck before running.
Nancy, Murray's family calls 911 and he's rushed to the hospital in critical condition. Emergency surgery partially stabilizes Murray, but doctors say he will be permanently paralyzed. Smith is arrested at a nearby home just a few hours after the shooting, but the gun used in the attack has not been located. Smith does admit to the shooting, but says he only shot because Murray punched him. The teen denied bond, and a woman who helped him hide after the shooting now charged as an accessory.
Christopher Smith, 18, now charged with attempted murder. Reigning show goat champ 17-year-old Aubrey Van Landingham has serious concerns a younger student's project goat might upstage her goat, Lacey, at an upcoming competition. So what does she do? Van Landingham sneaks into the school barn, fills a bottle with pesticide, and feeds it to poor, innocent goat, Willie, the competitor. Well, of course, Willie dies in his owner's arms the next day. Van Landingham's plan would have worked had the entire incident not been caught on surveillance video. Van Landingham now charged with cruelty to livestock and by court order barred from contact with family pets. All over a goat competition? More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In a significant legal development, Yoni Barrios, the individual charged in the October 22 stabbing spree on the Las Vegas Strip, has entered a plea of guilty but mentally ill to charges of murder and terrorism. This deadly incident claimed the lives of two individuals and injuries to six others, including performers dressed as showgirls and tourists. The 34-year-old Barrios reached this plea agreement with prosecutors to avoid the death penalty. He's now expected to receive a life sentence without the possibility of parole. His attorney, Scott Coffey, emphasized that the agreement acknowledges Barrios' mental health issues. The violent episode began near the Wynn Las Vegas Hotel, where Barrios, donning a chef's white jacket, approached a group of showgirl performers requesting a photo. After some performers expressed discomfort and distanced themselves, Barrios reportedly felt mocked, prompting him to produce a knife from his belongings and initiate the attack. He subsequently fled down the sidewalk, assaulting additional individuals before being apprehended by police following a brief pursuit. Barrios is scheduled for sentencing in March. In a case that has baffled authorities for over half a century, an American woman accused of multiple murders and who escaped from a Mexican prison in 1969 has been found dead in Canada. Crime Online correspondent Sydney Sumner has the details.
Sharon Kinney was charged before her 25th birthday with the murders of her husband, James Kinney, her boyfriend's wife, Patricia Jones, and a man named Francisco Ordóñez in Mexico. After escaping from a Mexican prison on December 7, 1969, her whereabouts remained a mystery for decades. An anonymous tip in December 2023 led authorities to Alberta, Canada, where they discovered that Kinney had been living under the alias Deidre Glavis. She died of natural causes on January 21, 2022. Fingerprint analysis confirmed her identity. Sergeant Dustin Love of the Jackson County Sheriff's Office in Kansas City, Missouri, expressed mixed feelings about the discovery, saying, quote, "It's unfortunate we couldn't catch her when she was alive. She was really good at what she did." Kinney's family released a statement saying, "Sharon was a woman that never faced the consequences of her actions, leaving them for her children to deal with. She caused great harm without thought or remorse." Authorities continue to seek information about Kinney's activities, particularly between 1969 and 1979, to piece together the full story of her life on the run.
Investigators say that any new leads could finally complete the puzzle of this, one of America's longest-running fugitive cases.
Thanks, John. Chastity Ann Terry, 39, leaves her Alabama home in the early morning hours, Jan 10. She's spotted 37 miles away at the Love's truck stop in Jasper with 49-year-old Charles David Williams, Jr. The orange Jeep in which the two were riding later pulled from a ditch. Cops believe Chastity may have walked away after the Jeep crashed, hasn't been seen since. A grid search of surrounding wooded area, unproductive. Travel companion Charles Williams Jr. arrested on drug charges for conspiracy to commit a controlled substance crime. Not known if that's related to Chastity's disappearance. Chastity Terry, 5 feet 6 inches, 150 pounds, blonde hair, hazel eyes, gray hoodie, black pants, brown and white shoes. If you have info on Chastity and Terry, contact Hamilton, Alabama PD, 205-570-5871. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our very best, along with you, to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.